Listen to me, child. The dominoes are falling. It has begun. There is no going back. What has been put into place cannot be stopped. Without repentance, there can be no forgiveness. Did man cry out and repent when the plague came? No, man was too busy looking to the man of darkness for instructions. Howbeit that man does not pray for discernment in times of life-altering events, man does not call upon me, yet man claims belief in me. The mark is coming, the rollout is at hand, the Antichrist is in the shadows, waiting for his big reveal. If man knew how close he is to all that is written in my word to be implemented, would man change anything? His walk with me, his prayer life, his need for repentance. This is a stiff-necked generation, a generation that walks in pride. Pride goeth before a fall, and this generation believes it is above humbling themselves and praying. This generation will not escape judgment by saying, my grace covers all, for without repentance there can be no forgiveness. Why do I say this over and over? Because man in his prideful state is on his way to hell. Man holds on to the phrase, my grace is sufficient, like a talisman, but he never humbles himself in prayer, he never repents. Man is a haughty and prideful thing that turns my word upside down, twisting a new or different meaning to scripture that he chooses to hold on to until the day he burns in the lake of fire. Go ye therefore and proclaim my gospel to the lost. Many who claim to know me will take the mark that will seal their eternal soul in the lake of fire. Wake up and see what is coming. It is already here. Will man give his life for me? Man has been told the outcome of the coming choices, to take the mark or be headed for my name's sake. Some say the mark is nothing. It is the worship of the Antichrist that seals man's eternal soul in hell. I tell you this, it is written in Revelation 13 verse 16 to 17. And he causes them all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Hear me this day, those who take the mark of the beast will eat for a time, but those have given their souls to the evil one forevermore. As branded cattle led to the slaughter, so are those who take the mark. Use discernment, evil is all around. Nice form purpose cause man to believe, by going to a church he is saved, when in reality he is on his way to hell. There is no repentance preached. Those who claim to work for me look to a paycheck to sustain them. The leaders of my flocks do not have faith to stand without the niceties of life. This will be the first in line to take the mark. This will encourage the people who follow them to take the brand. Out of selfishness, the fear of losing things and standing, as man looks to them for answers. Open your eyes, people, and know my word. It is coming to pass sooner than you think. Pray, seek my face, repent, humble yourselves and pray. Time is running out. Jesus.